Welcome to the On Deck Podcast presented by Lone Star. Happy Friday, everyone. Alongside Tyler Weeman, I am Shannon Somerville. Let's get this Friday started. It's been an awesome week here at the Lone Star YouTube channel. If you haven't already, make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, comment below, because it enters you into our prop bets contest, whereby if we go 2 for 2 on our main picks, one randomly selected commenter wins $50. And we have been 4 for 4 the last 2 days. And because I taped yesterday's show before we had gotten the results back for Wednesday's game, I didn't get to give out a winner for Wednesday. And then yesterday we ended up going 4 for 4. So we are 8-0 on our last 2 days of shows with our main picks and our bonus picks also hitting. It's just been a great day. Plus, Tyler, you got your home run call right on Wednesday as well. So just cashing those tickets left and right. It's a great day.
Monday, we are 2-0 with our main picks, too.
Ooh,
our only bad day was Tuesday.
Hot. It's getting hot in these Lone Star studios with all the picks we've got. So that means we're going to give out 2 winners. It's a double winner Friday, which means a double money gun Friday. Let's get it popping here. The winner for Wednesday's show, remember we pick a randomly selected commenter, is going to be JB Bruno 8115. JB Bruno 8115. Congrats, you've won $50. That's for Wednesday. And then yesterday's winner, drum roll, is going to be Johnny Soto 367. Again, that's Johnny Soto 367. Congratulations to our winners. If you want to be a winner as well, all you have to do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, and then comment below, and you're in it to win it. Let's go win some money here today. It is Friday. We've got some great games today and some great player prop bets to choose from. In fact, I had a hard time narrowing it down, so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to send it today and give everybody all of the things I was thinking about, all of my picks, and then you guys can do the rest and make the tough decisions. But for today's slate, again, we're using the Props AI tool on the Lone Star app to help us find the best value. So check out lonestarapp.com. And then they're also available on Underdog Fantasy, Prize Picks, Sleeper, Chalkboard, wherever you place your bets. But if you do use those apps and you'd like to download them, use the promo code Lone Star for $100 of your deposit match. Now let's get to the main event for today, hopping into these MLB player props. Can we keep the streak alive? Tyler, where are you headed for your main player prop bet for today?
Let's go. Let's keep it alive. All right. I'm going to go with Graham Ashcroft over 1.5 walks. That's minus 125 in sportsbooks. Our Lone Star projection, 2.4 consensus, 1.8. He was over in 17 of 26 games last season, 26 starts, that is, and over so far in 2 of 4. Thing is that he does have a penchant to walk guys, and Texas is about league average. I think this is another spot where he's likely going to be cautious and can easily walk a couple more than 1.5. So I like the over here with Ashcroft.
All right. So I came up with about 5 player props. Wasn't sure where to go, but when in doubt, Mike Trout over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. This isn't often available at the juice it's at, especially on Underdog Fantasy, but today it is. He has been a little bit colder lately, but this is Mike Trout we're talking about. Lone Star's projection for Trout is 2.5 here. Consensus as well is on our side over 2. Yes, he's been cold, just 130 average over the last week, but his BABIP unusually low at 0.071, which tells me that that is just unusually low. And this is a guy who's still top 95% barreled balls the last 7 days. So he's making contact, just getting a little bit unlucky. Mike Trout is also at home today, where he does so much better. 303 average, 1259 OPS. And he's also going up against a righty today. He's got a 985 OPS versus righties. That's a top 10% hitters against righties. And going up against Minnesota, Bailey Ober, 848 OPS to opposing righty bats. Mike Trout batting first. And actually, he has Lone Star's second best odds today for a home run. So I like those odds as well. And at over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, yes, sign me up, please. I'm all over this one. What do you think, Tyler?
When in doubt, Mike Trout.
There you go. Can't go wrong.
The other day, you picked him for the home run call, of course, the day after he hit one. So
of course.
If he doesn't
in one
do
of
it
our
today,
comment.
Definitely yeah. Bet it tomorrow.
One of our commenters noted that as well. He's picked up on the trend in which I pick a home run call, and that home run call doesn't hit for me that day, but does the following day. So that's also a trend that you can cash in on as well. So pick him tomorrow, essentially. All right, Tyler, where are you headed for a player prop for a bonus pick, if you will.
For bonus, I'll go with Miles Mikolas over 3.5 Ks. It's minus 125 in sportsbooks. Our line star projection is 4.1. I think the most likely scenario is that he ends up at 4 Ks today. He's been over in 3 of 5. The Mets only have a 302 WOBA versus righties, and he has been over in 4 of 5 matchups versus the Mets in his career. So I like the chances for him to go over.
All right, for my bonus pick, again, hesitant of where to go to, so why not go with one of the hottest hitters over the last couple weeks, and that is Gunnar Henderson. He's been a cash money machine for me in the prop department lately, so we're going to go over 1.5 bases here. Line Stars projection for Henderson is 2.6, the consensus over 2 as well. He's been over this in 9 of the last 10 games. He's had a homer in each of the last 2 days, 1204 OPS over the last 2 weeks, and this is a lefty bat with a 1025 OPS versus righties. Keep in mind, MLB average for that stats around 720. Absolutely on fire. And today, favorable matchup going up against A's righty Ross Stripling, who gives up a nearly 800 OPS to lefty bats. Henderson bats leadoff, so he's likely going to get an extra at-bat in there. Love where he's at in the lineup. Plus, top 95% barreled balls the last 14 days, top 95% exit velocity the last 14 days as well. So all signs point to Gunnar Henderson being absolutely locked in at the dish. And I think he will clear the over on 1.5 bases on this Friday. Just been on a tear. Got to go with the hot bat here with the O's. They've been on a tear as well. So riding those hot bat. Well, Mike Trout hasn't been hot, but I feel like he's going to turn it around. And then Gunnar Henderson. But for our main ticket, Tyler and I are doing Graham Ashcraft over 1.5 walks and Mike Trout over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. I also had a couple more in there, like, for example, do you know, Tyler, who leads the Angels in batting average right now? It is not Mike Trout. It is actually Joe Adell, 0.5 bases. That's available right now. And also Ryan Jeffers, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Brian Reynolds has been also pretty profitable for me over the last couple weeks in the prop department, and he's available 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. I will drop my notes for that if you guys are interested in any of those in the comments, so you guys can check those out as well. Lots to choose from today on the slate. There's like a ton of good matchups here today, especially for the hitters, so I'll let you guys choose from those. Also, apologies, I do want to say I was 1-for-2 in my NBA show yesterday. We haven't been doing the NBA picks because, as you know, playoffs so much tougher, and we were like, you know what, we want to put all of our effort into MLB, which has been paying off for us and all of our viewers as well. But I do want to quickly rant here today. Joel Embiid should have been ejected from that game, Tyler. I don't know if you watched, but that's just my little rant for today. He was trying to basically tear the Achilles of Mitch Robinson. I was not too happy about it, but nonetheless, the show must go on, I guess. So Nick's got to just take care of businesses, I think. What's the bottom line here? Did you see that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's very hard to eject Joel Embiid in a playoff game.
I get it. But I yeah, get the optics.
There's a couple parts, though, where he definitely should have been called for flagrants, and he should have had at least a couple, so he definitely probably should have been ejected.
Lots of action last night, including the NFL draft, which I'll kind of make a couple comments on at the end of the show, but for right now, let's get to our home run calls.
I think go ahead. That you and I are going to have complete different opinions on some of that NFL draft stuff.
Oh, yeah? All right, well, we'll get to it at the end of the show here. First, so. Though, Tyler, let's start things off with our home run calls of the day. Where are you headed for a home run call on this wonderful Friday?
I have to go to one of the hottest hitters in Major League Baseball. That is Travis d'Arnaud, plus 475 for a bomb. Look, our Lion Star projection has meant hitting a home run 19.7% of the time. And the sportsbook's odds are 14.7. So there's huge difference there. Gives us value to bet him. And when he's this hot, I got to go with that. He has 5 home runs over the last week. He's a top 5% hitter versus left-handed pitcher. His average exit velocity over the last 14 days is 101.8. Wow. He has just been crushing the ball. And then Logan Allen has been allowing 2 home runs per 9 so far this season. In 19 of the 22 home runs he's given up in his career have been to right-handed bats. So I like the spot for Travis.
Excellent value there for Travis d'Arnaud for a home run there. For my home run call, I'm going with the birthday boy, Aaron Judge. All rise for the Judge today. He's definitely going to hit a home run today. I know he's been cold, just 4 home runs on the year. However, this is a player with a 313 ISO against righties over the last 3 seasons, which is actually the 3rd highest minimum 1,000 plate appearances over the last 3 years. Like, he's Aaron Judge, and today going up against Colin Ray, who's given up about a 736 OPS to righty bats, so just around average there. Also, follow my logic on this one, because as I always say on this show, we've got to see and listen to what the universe is telling us sometimes. It's his birthday today. He is a Taurus, okay? So I looked up what the horoscope was for Aaron Judge today, and it says, this could be an easy year with a lot of achievements if you can get out of your own way and let the magic happen. Tyler, the magic is back today for Aaron Judge. He hits a home run. Also, if you want to go further down the wormhole, so to speak, today is National Arbor Day. What do bats come from? Arbor, trees. Okay, follow me. Going up against Colin Ray, Indiana State University. What is their mascot? The Sycamores. Which all signs, if I'm reading the signs correctly here, Tyler, it means that Aaron Judge is going to hit a bomb off Colin Ray today. What do you think?
I did not know that I was going to get a lesson today about astrology and how to use that for picking home run calls, but hey. Go with it.
That's the kind of diverse knowledge that we are imparting upon our viewers here on the On Deck podcast on the Lidestar YouTube channel, which, by the way, if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the channel, comment below. It enters you into our prop bets contest. Now, I guess we've got some time to just chit chat at the end about the NFL draft. So, Tyler, what were your immediate thoughts on the first round?
Well, I think the big one we got to talk about was the Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons. What are you even doing? I don't know what they're doing. I don't think they had to do that. I'm just a little bit confused. I think I'm with the consensus here. So I'm guessing you have a contrary point of view here. What's your thoughts?
I actually like the move. I don't think necessarily they should have spent the 8th pick in the draft on it. But I do like Penix as a player. They really liked him. Apparently he was their second quarterback on their board. But put it from an organizational standpoint, they are good on quarterback until, you know, like what, 2030, something like that. Also, you have a situation where they have a ton of very good young offensive talent. He is now going to be able to just learn from Kirk Cousins for a couple of years, who is a solid vet, and then he can take over. I mean, I know Cousins is guaranteed a lot of money, but in that third year, I don't think he's guaranteed very much. So If Penix is ready, they can just cut Cousins, move on from him or trade him, and go with Penix. And I think it's going to give them a chance for a while. You know, He can develop with that young talent and really get going. So I like it from that standpoint. The other way to look at it, though, is they've won like 21 games in 3 seasons. So can they really throw away a draft pick to be competitive? I don't know about that. Yeah. You know, but
I mean, I guess some of the rationale,
I think,
was
they're set up at quarterback for a while.
Yeah, I think some of the rationale was, you know, to your point, but also like they don't have, I guess, a lot of draft picks in the upcoming seasons or the upcoming drafts. So I guess they were just trying to get use the pick while they could with a quarterback. It seems like they absolutely fell in love with. Still doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. But hey, if you like a guy, I guess you got to go get him. Yeah. And if that's your guy, we will see how that all pans out. And you get to sit by and Kirk Cousins and learn from him.
I mean, so it's a total surprise to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a total surprise, but I think that it does put their organization in a better spot for years to come. I mean, we've seen quarterbacks that sit behind a solid quarterback for a couple of years have a way higher hit rate. So
from that
aspect, I like it. I mean, we've seen the Packers do this for years now and it's worked out. So
Yeah,
why
absolutely.
Not do the same?
Yeah, absolutely. A little strange, though, when you spend all that money on Kirk Cousins. Nonetheless, though, I am disappointed that the Jets didn't get Brock Bowers, even though I get it. We need an offensive line to protect Aaron. I totally get it, but just as a selfish Georgia fan and Jets fan, I just really wanted a Brock Bowers Jets jersey. That's all I wanted, but you know what? You can't have everything you want in life. That's what I'm learning. It's okay.
I understand more of what Atlanta did than I do what the Bears did.
Really?
I think the Bears draft was worse than Atlanta's, yes.
Well, I think, yes, because your thoughts on
the reason being,
Caleb Williams.
They already have DJ Moore. They already have Keenan Allen. They traded to get Keenan. Now they're just drafting another receiver when their offensive line is absolutely terrible. They had a ton of offensive weapons already. Mm-hmm. Like, they could have put that pick towards line to fix that problem, which is a way bigger problem than just adding another weapon. So, yeah. I mean, if you get a number one pick and a quarterback, you want to protect him.
Right. And one of the things when I was looking up stats for yesterday's show, I just had a couple notes on trends in the NFL draft. It's like when you look at by position, wide receivers, the most influx, like volatile position from like a first round perspective. Like there's just the majority of busts are like wide receivers as opposed to like offensive line, which are pretty like tried and true. Most of them end up signing second contracts that come out of the first round, whereas it's just, it's tough to say, but if it can pan out and if you've got the right, I don't know. I think it's all luck to be, a lot of it so much is luck and all is panning out properly. I don't know. Chicago doesn't inspire a lot of confidence in general and some of the moves they've made over the last couple of years. But hey, if it works out for them, I guess we'll all be kind of, I guess they'll be laughing at us. That's okay though. But it was fun. Nice to have some football back to talk about in our discussion. So it's always good. We'll see what happens over the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. Tyler and I will be breaking down things from a best ball perspective because best ball coming up here on, if you have Underdog Fantasy, you can get into some best ball drafts and we'll be talking through some of the rookies you might want to be targeting for best ball and maybe some undervalued, not talked about guys that could end up having a big impact. A lot of that's going to have to do with depth chart, which we're not going to have any information on for a while, but we can at least talk about the skill sets. I watch a lot of college football, so what I've seen over there, I can maybe bring my analysis. So stay tuned for that next week on the Line Star YouTube channel. This has been a long show. We got to hit all the topics today, but it's going to be a good day in baseball, and hopefully we can keep the streak alive. Let us know where your picks are for today. If you think we're crazy with some of our picks, if you think we're spot on, let us know in the comments because a comment enters you into the Prop Bets contest. We gave out two winners today. Let's do it again on Monday. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend.